Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Producer Tracy Kinney joins us, proud mother of Ella Grace Kinney.
Hola.
Hi.
How's Ella?
She's good. She's standing up on her own, which is scary because she falls back. But anyway,
how old is Ella now?
She is 10 and a half months. And she's as cute as can be.
Thank you for saying that in months, not weeks. I appreciate that.
I couldn't even tell you this at this point.
Tracy, I love you for that because Tracy has never been a weeks girl.
I lost count at 3 months.
Yeah. Good for you. Thank God.
Like, that is so... How old is your kid?
I'm sorry, it's annoying. 52. I'm sorry, moms, it's annoying.
52 weeks. You mean a year? Mm-hmm.
No, I mean 52 weeks. Yeah, come on.
3 days.
I don't care that much.
I want to start giving my age in weeks. I'm going to do the math. Melissa, how old are you? I'm 2,000 weeks.
That's funny.
And looking all of 1,500.
Right. So Tracy is down here because she had, with little baby Ella, who is so beautiful, you can't help but comment on it, had a strange encounter with somebody who wanted to comment on Ella's looks and then just went one sentence too far.
Oh, no.
And it was a quick one sentence too far.
And it's totally random. So the hope is somebody would be able to explain the mentality of this random complimenter to us. 404-741-Q100.
Yeah, it was a complete... I mean, I didn't know this lady whatsoever. Ella and I were at the grocery store. I had her in one of those little baby Bjorn things, and she's facing forward so she can wave at everybody.
And like she's in a parade. Ella, do you want to go to the parade? Yay!
You're the grand marshal.
This lady walks up to me, and she comments on how beautiful Ella is, which I was, you know, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. That was the first sentence. Your daughter is so beautiful. I say thank you so much. Her next sentence is, will she be homeschooled? I'm like, what?
Really? She really said that. And
yes,
you don't know this person.
Two sentences into this conversation, I've never met this lady. And she said, will she be homeschooled? And I didn't know what to say. I was like, well, she's only 11 months. We haven't exactly gotten that far. And then she goes to tell me, she's like, well, you do know that research shows.
Are you kidding me?
And the baby's not even a year.
And you don't know this woman.
I've never seen this woman in my life.
Oh, my God.
Research shows that those children that are homeschooled have a higher rate of graduating from college than those that are not. And I said, well, we haven't even discussed it. I'm not opposed to it. But I mean, I didn't even know what to say to this lady because I didn't want to offend her. But then I said, so I guess it would, depend on whether or not I could afford not to work. And she goes, well, you know, it is worth the sacrifice.
No.
Oh my God.
What? How random. Did this woman have children with her?
No, she was a little bit older. I would say that she was probably in her 60s. So,
really?
I mean, if she had children, they're probably grown by now. And then she went on to tell me that of all the women that she knows who have children that are homeschooled, their children are better behaved and more intelligent than the women whose kids are not homeschooled.
How long was this conversation with random stranger
like
lady?
Like 4 minutes long.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
you should have been like, I'm sorry, my milk's getting warm. I got to go to the...
I'd be like, are
you
kidding
check
me?
Out. I got to go home.
I started, I tried to like prompt Ella to say, okay, say bye-bye, bye-bye, say bye-bye.
Oh my God.
Hey, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
How are you?
Hey.
Good, how are you?
Good.
I had a really weird conversation with a woman like this in a clothing store with my oldest son.
Okay.
She approached me the same way. She approached me to say how beautiful my baby was and did I have plans to homeschool him. And
really?
I found out later through a friend of mine that they go out on these missions to recruit homeschoolers.
No way.
Yeah.
They're like really Jehovah's Witnesses.
So my baby really isn't beautiful?
Oh. Of course she's just lovely.
But in that seems weird to me that you're homeschooling.
Weird.
So you're in an enclosed environment with your family, but they're going to recruit this like they're a collective. I don't know. It's just,
that
sounds weird to me.
It does make sense, though, because it was the most bizarre situation that she had to have been on a mission. Like those Mary Kay people when you go...
Yes,
you know
when
about?
You're out in the middle of the day and they approach you to sell Mary Kay.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
they like anytime you're at like a female targeted store, like a Target or a TJ Maxx or something, random women will come up to you and they'll say, you know, you look like a very career-minded woman.
What?
And you're like,
what?
Oh, yeah, thank you. And they're like, have you ever considered a career in Mary Kay? It happens all the time.
So that's their pitch. Like, they didn't see you trying to find a set of towels in the be it back at TJ Maxx and go, God, look at the way she is sorting out the gray ones and the blue ones. That is
no, they just approach women that are out and about during the day because they assume that you don't have a job. I get approached a lot because like once I leave work, I mean, our 8-hour day is like by 12 or 1. And so I'll go run errands and do stuff or whatever. But I get approached a lot for all kinds of like home jobs like that because they assume that you aren't working, you know, if you're out and about during the day.
Weird.
Hey, Crystal, welcome to the show.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing fine. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I was actually, I have an 11 and a half month old baby girl myself, and I was shopping for baby food one day, and this woman was in there in the aisle next to me with her little boy, and she just started talking to me randomly about how he likes to play with himself and pull on his private areas, and she just doesn't know how to get him to stop.
Oh, my God. You're like, lady, go away.
So it's just like random mom advice? Like, oh, yeah. we're both moms.
Well, I mean,
so.
I don't even know if it was advice because I have a girl and she had a boy, obviously, but it was just so crazy. She just started talking about it, and then she wouldn't shut up. I couldn't walk away from her.
Maybe was the boy about the same age as your girl?
I mean, he was maybe a few months younger. I mean, he looked around the same age. But, yeah, she just started talking about it. And how, like, when she's giving him a bath, he'll just sit there and play.
And doodle. And,
okay. Hey, Tanya, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey. The same thing happened to me. I was approached by a woman about homeschool. And I believe that this is a cult trying to breed attractive, beautiful, intelligent people.
Wait, what?
Why do you think it's a cult?
Because it's sort of like what you said before about the whole Jehovah Witness, and I'm not saying Jehovah Witnesses are a cult, but I'm saying it's the same pattern. They're attractive children because, of course, my child is attractive. Attractive children that they pursue, and you know, all about the homeschool. So that's my fear. My fear is just this weird Stepford Children program that they're trying to put together.
Some futuristic breed, the ultimate human society.
I'm fascinated by homeschoolers going to recruit.
That is fascinating to me. And further,
it shows that they have social skills to go and try to recruit for homeschool.
God, it just further fuels my fire against it.
I am not planning on homeschooling, Ella.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank
you. Keep in mind, Tracy also has 3.5 years to decide on Ella's education. So if you do see her walking around Perimeter Mall, back off.
So strange that they're recruiting.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.